Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. And boy, is the heat going to be hot this weekend. Well, of course, you know, the air show is out in Lakeland. It's even going to be hotter and dustier out there. So I plan on hanging out at the beach and hanging out at so many of the great things that are going on. In particular, Women in Jazz 19. Yes, Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association's fundraiser is this weekend. It's going to be an absolute blast at the Palladium at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Look for Allison Nash, Belinda Womack, Holly Cordera, Jean Balduc, Judy Glover, Theo Valentine, and Valerie Gillespie. Always a very good time. Also coming up is the Tom Petty Experience and Spring Fever with Lori Lorst. Yes, Lori is just fabulous, St. Pete Beach resident. And if you love American Girl Free Falling and I Won't Back Down on the 18th, this is going on live at the Catherick Hickman Theater. The VIP garden party starts at 5:30 with light barbecue bites, complimentary drink and dessert, and then there is general admission. The show is 5:30 to 9 o'clock. It's going to be just swell. And coming up also to support the Gulfport Senior Foundation's expansion, on May 2nd is an unforgettable evening of comedy and magic, starring headliners Dan Sperry and Eric Olson, again at the Katherine Hickman Theater. So what's going on this weekend? Well, there's a lot going on. Lots of still outdoor concerts, concert series on the Breezeway and Largo Golf Course Friday. Bill Murray and his Blood Brothers at Ruth Eckert Hall. Goose at Baycare Sound. Eric Johnson at Capitol Theater. Bob Schneider at Safety Harbor Art and Music. Road to Nowhere, Talking Heads tribute at the Palladium. Bad Sons of Janis. Here Comes the Sun, Beatles tribute at Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. And Friday through Saturday, there is comedy at the Sunshine Comedy Club with E.J. Mascampo and Stephen Henry at the Clearwater Comedy Club. So there's just, you know, it's a great weekend. Better enjoy, wear your sunscreen, and let's see what else is going on. North of Argyle, Saturday at the Safety Harbor. Art and Music Center, Foreigner at Baycare Sound Saturday. Saigon Kick at Capitol Theater Saturday. The Petty Experience, Tom Petty Tribute. We told you about that. And yes, old Bugs Bunny, he's coming to the Florida Orchestra at 2 and 8 p.m. at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. I just saw Femme Fatale this week. I just love the Florida Orchestra. They're doing so many fabulous things. They've got some great America 250 concerts coming up as well. So that's going to be going on as well. Go Now, the Moody Blues Tribute is at the Palladium. Kitty Craft is at Baybor Brewing Company. The Tampa Bay Record Store Crawl is going on this weekend, and Concert in the Park series all over the place. Saturday and Sunday, there's a Sponge Docks Crafts Arts Festival, the Clearwater Crafts Festival, and Cinderella. And, you know, for those of you who are planning your June travel, the pier is going to have such an incredible Red Bull experience for great fun to watch that. Up next week is Victor Jones on Monday at Bay Bar Brewing, and the Rush Tribute Project on Capitol Theater Monday, and so much going on. So let me tell you a little bit about some of the things around town. First of all, the This Weekend Only Art in Bloom. Please listen to Cindy Stovall's wonderful podcast. Yes, Beauty and the Berg is back with Cindy Stovall, and she takes us on a preview with the chairwoman of Arts in Bloom. It is This Weekend Only. There are numerous events. Please go to the MFA website and look that up. If you haven't been to the Morian Arts Center, please, please go see June Bunch's State Flower Ladies. June, of course, has been a host at Radio St. Pete, wonderful musician, a wonderful artist, and she has an upcoming event as well, 24th, 25th weekend, as does Maureen McDowell. She will be at Tombolo Books. Congratulations to Paul Wilborn on his new book. We're going to post on the Let's Go Guide where he's speaking all over Florida. And we're so excited for him. We'll have him back on Radio St. Pete to talk more about the new book. Also going on at the Arts Exchange in Warehouse Arts District through May 9th, the member show Signs of Hope. And Art Pool Gallery is always a fun place to go. Art Lofts Gallery and Zen Glass Studio and Gallery, Pinellas Arts Village, Morian Glass Studio, Morian Center for the Clay has Alexia Benevent, Diaki Diagla, Connecting with Home, and through the second, Jenny Day, Happy Birthday Stinky. So don't miss any of those things. Also going on is the Cobb Gallery at Eckerd College Center. Now, you know, the students will be graduating May 19th, but from the 3rd to the 13th, there's work selected. And then the Visual and Interdisciplinary Arts from the Eckerd Review is there through the 24th of April. Creative Clays Cultural Arts Center. Of course, Art Walk is gone, but First Friday Art Market on the 1st of May and on the 9th is Art Walk. Duncan McClellan Gallery, always a great place to see hot glass demonstrations. And the Dunedin Fine Arts Center through May 3rd, the student member faculty exhibitions. Floridorama has a one in a million pajama party on April 24th. And the Nielsen Center for the Visual Arts at Eckerd College is showing Grace Adler and Dante Bouchard the 19th through the 24th, the 26th through May 1st, Tita Bagby, Lele Colomb, and Jesse Lotz, and then the 3rd through the 8th, Aiden Drummond and Kinga McCaska. So American Stage is finishing up through the 26th into the woods at Demon's Landing Park. A solo repertory theater down in Sarasota, definitely worth going to, has through the 24th, Fiddler on the Roof, If I Were a Rich Man, or Rich Woman, and May 6th through the 31st is Marie and Rosetta. Over at Benchmark International Arena, lots going on there. Peso Pluma on the 18th, Romeo Santos and Prince Royce on the 26th of April, the one and only Florence and the Machine, April 28th, King Cudi, May 8th, and Journey on the 15th. Of course, the St. Petersburg Museum of History continues their Wish You Were Here. They are having another showing of the Albert Witted film. Paul Wilborn will be speaking this summer. The next happy hour with the historians are coming up on the third Thursday. There's spirited tours. There's trolley tours of St. Pete. So please go to the museum. You know that Rui Farias is with us every Monday. So St. Pete Beach Spring Concert Series continue. On the 24th, beside myself, Elton John and Billy Joel Tribute Band. And Bildheimer Capitol Theater. Well, Graham Nash is there on the 22nd. Otmar Liebert on Luna Negra on the 24th. Justin Hayward on the 25th. Six Guitars on May 2nd. 10,000 Maniacs on May 7th. And Killer Queen Tribute to Queen on May 9th. Catherine Hickman Theater, in addition to some of the things we've told you already that benefit the wonderful Gulfport Senior Foundation, which is expanding their buildings. There is so much going on there. So just check that out. Central Park Performing Arts Center, 18th and 19th, Cinderella, May 1st through the 10th, Crazy for You, and Vintage Vinyl Live, Boston, 1976, Boston Almond, on the 14th. Early Bird Theater in Clearwater, through the 12th, Baggage by Sam Bobrick has closed, but on April 25th through June 7th, Becky's New Car by Stephen Dietz is coming. Also, a wonderful film at the Eckerd College International Film Series, The Mastermind, on the 24th of April, and finishing up the season at Eckerd College International Film Series at the Miller Auditorium, May 1st. Father, Mother, Sister, Brother. Incredible, incredible, incredible. 8 o'clock theater in Central Park Drive in Largo is going to be doing Crazy for You May 1st through 10th. We know that Stephen Riordan is going to have another new play from Dead Canary coming up at studio at 6:20. We are so excited for him. You better be listening to his big Broadway energy. And also to Dominic Pontarero's Soundscapes on Monday. The Francis Wilson Playhouse has Grease on the 30th through the 17th of May. We'll be talking about the Green Thumb Festival and the Sunscreen Film Festival for the next week or so. We've got some previews. I hope that you'll listen to the first one, which is The Voice, the legendary Danny Gann story. We'll have that on Friday. And then April 23rd to the 25th is the Bucks Beach Bash at Tradewinds Island Resort. And then Green Thumb Festival, the 25th and 26th. Sunscreen Film Festival, April 30th and May 3rd. And then finally, Spring King of the Beach Fishing Tournament on April 30th through May 2nd. Also going on, God, is there enough going on? I just cannot believe how many things. You just have to have a list of things to go to. I love the St. Pete Opera. And Bella Voce Annual Gala is on the April 19th and on May 15th. They preview to La Boheme. Also going on at the Dolly Museum through the 18th, Fashion Design at the Dolly, through the 19th, Gala's Wines, and also Dolly and Harpo Marx. Yes, hilarious. Also through the 19th, Alberto Giacometti and Salvador Dali, The Endless Garden, and it goes on and on. The James Museum is going to be debuting Wolf's Photography of Ronan Donovan, May 9th through September 7th. and the Tampa Bay History Center, especially in America 250. So fun to go to this. Through May 3rd, America at the Crossroads, the Guitar and a Changing Nation. And boy, is that, we are where local music lives. So come on, folks, get over there and take a look at that on Water Street. And through May 17th, the Sports of Kings and Queens, Florida's History of Horse Racing. And of course, I'm sure that you've tuned in to Radio St. Pete to hear our Monday sportscast on direct from the Tampa Bay Downs, celebrating a major milestone. So the Sassy Scribe, the Weekend with Wiser Little Excursion Girl, says you got to do some things. These are the things you need to do when you go out to the beach. You got to gather shells and soak in the cool morning breeze at St. Pete Beach. Then you can hop the Suncoast Trolley and go along Gulf Boulevard connecting St. Pete Beach to Clearwater Beach. In Indian Rocks Beach, there's Splash Harbor Water Park and Jimmy Guana's Restaurant. And Sunsets at Pier Festival is always a lot of fun. I like to have a margarita at Frenchie's Rockaway Grill, but in any case, get yourself to the beach, explore the local neighborhood. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Aloha till we meet again.